Twins taking on the Giants. Jose Berríos looking to improve to 5-1 on the year. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Brandon Belt at the plate.
Here's the 3-2 pitch. Belt swinging. He crushes one. High and deep to right field. Way back there. It is wet into San Francisco Bay. A long home run for Brandon Belt to put the Giants ahead 1-0.
Two outs, bases empty for Vargas. 2-2 is driven to right center field. Pence going back, looking up. It is gone. Wow. Up into the bleachers in deep right center and almost halfway up. Sixth home run for Vargas. That thing was clobbered. He throws. Pence takes a curve. Strike three call. A nothing final. Here's strike three call to Hill with a fastball. Here it comes. Samardzija strikes out swinging.
And the leadoff man, Brian Dozier, will come up. Samardzija throwing. This is swinging a high drive into left field. Way back there. Slater at the wall. It is gone. Samardzija, who thought he had a strike in the previous pitch, and then this one he laid in there. And the man who hit 42 home runs last year launched a soaring drive into left field to make it 3-1 Minnesota. 1-2. Hundley with a .235 batting average. Sano still hugging the line at third. The pitch. Slider struck him out swinging. And that does it. And the Giants get shut down. The Minnesota bullpen runs the table for the last 3 2/3 innings. And the Giants never got a base runner after the Twins took out Berríos, the starter.
3-2 Twins is your final score. Jose Berríos improves to 5-1. He goes 5 1/3, allowing 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 8. The Twins are now riding a 3-game winning streak. Bruce Bochy and the Giants unable to pull it off against the Twins on Saturday as they lose 3-2. Here's Bochy on the loss.
Well, it's obvious they're not seeing the ball very well, either one, and that makes it tough. You know, when you're in the heart of your order, and we have a couple guys really struggling, that makes it tough to score runs. Those are the guys you lean on, and you know, the third inning, that's the difference in the game. We get the bases loaded, we get our guys coming up, and we couldn't cash in, and you don't take advantage of those things. It's probably going to come back to haunt you, which it did today. Because we really played a good game. I thought Shark threw the ball fine. Sure, he made a couple mistakes, but 3 runs, 6 innings, and we only got 2 today. And we've talked about the need to score, 4 runs. And we have a hard time here at home, and I wish I put my finger on it. But it's not going to happen until our guys who normally do, what they are good at, they come around and drive in these runs. It's going to be tough to put runs on the board. You still believe that they will. But right now, it's a challenge for us. And it's unfortunate because, really, we've had a lot of quality starts. We just can't score enough runs for these guys.
Series wraps up on Sunday. The Twins' Nick Turley will make his major league debut. He'll face Matt Cain.